May the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly joining you for this daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Many of us have perhaps never learned that in the flow of a week, there are different votive masses that are assigned to different days, different devotions that can be assigned to different days of the week. And if there's a particularly empty day for the sacred liturgy, as you might call it, then you can return to that weekly devotion. For example, on Monday, we usually have the tradition of remembering in our prayers and at the Mass the souls in purgatory. On Tuesday, we remember the holy angels. On Wednesdays, we remember good Saint Joseph. On Thursdays, we turn the attention of our minds and hearts to the Holy Eucharist. And on Fridays, we remember with heartfelt devotion the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially His suffering and death on the cross. And then on Saturday, we remember the Blessed Virgin Mary, bringing to a close and also entering into a new week, the great holy day of Sunday, where we remember the resurrection of Jesus. Every day of the week has a particular devotion or a particular focus for our prayers. It's kind of a way of keeping us on track, keeping us focused on heaven. Today, the Church directs the attention of our minds and hearts to the holy angels, to appreciate how in this valley of tears or in this journey through life or in this opportunity of growing in knowledge of the Lord, however we may be looking at the present moment, the holy angels accompany us, guide us, protect us, and communicate the words of our Father in heaven to us. They communicate the love that Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, has for us. They let us know and remind us to remain open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Every Tuesday, then, is an opportunity to turn to the holy angels, especially our guardian angel, to remember that moment when we were conceived, God sent an angel to guide us, to protect us, to watch over us, to love us, to intercede on our behalf, to turn to the holy angels, especially our guardian angel, when we're in need of that moment of hope, that opportunity of hope, and to consider offering a simple prayer to our guardian angel just as an expression of gratitude, but also as an expression of confidence. How many of us learn that beautiful and simple prayer to our guardian angel as children, and yet, unfortunately, don't necessarily offer that prayer right now where we are in our life. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. What a beautiful, succinct, powerful prayer each one of us can offer to our guardian angel, to the holy angels, being mindful that all that we see is not all that there is. The angels are messengers of God. They do not speak of their own or on their own, but merely transmit and communicate whatever that message of divine love is from the Lord. So important it is for us to then become individual disciples who have tuned our hearts to the message of God. We've learned how to listen and be attentive to and be able to follow the guidance of the holy angels, especially being filled with gratitude for our own personal guardian angel. In this month of May, we have an opportunity to consider the relationship between the Blessed Virgin Mary and the holy angels. One of the titles for the Blessed Virgin is Mary, Queen of the Angels, because she's Queen of Heaven and of Earth. Queen of Heaven and of Earth. Her queenship is purely a result of the kingship of her Son, Jesus, whom we call the Christ. He inherits the Davidic throne. He inherits the precepts of the Davidic kingdom, enhanced and modified as they were by King David's son Solomon. Jesus takes all that is good, everything that is beautiful about the Davidic kingdom, and makes it his own. So when we say Jesus is our King, in his kingdom, which envelops all of heaven and of earth, there is only one queen. It is his mother, Mary. So when we highlight that Mary is queen of heaven and earth, we're saying implicitly, Mary is queen of the angels. Mary is queen of disciples. Mary is the queen of all Christians. So if we cling to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, if we bask in his glory as our sins are forgiven in the sacrament of reconciliation, if we yearn to see our family members, our children, our grandchildren, the youngest members among us be baptized and receive those life-saving waters of baptism, in all of those beautiful sacraments, we are understanding and appreciating the kingship of Christ, the manifestation of Jesus as Savior, as Lord, as the Messiah. We are becoming one with God in his reality. And in that reality, it is important for us to acknowledge and to admit that his mother is our mother, and his queen is our queen. He is not subject to her, but in the way that she is beautifully subjected to him, she teaches each one of us, his disciples, how to remain firmly rooted in faith, hope, and charity. How to be open to all of the gifts that God gives to us. All of the beautiful treasures that Jesus the Christ shares with us, including the presence and the gift and the guidance and the protection and the prayers of the holy angels. On this Tuesday, then, a day set aside for special veneration of the holy angels, I invite and I encourage all of you, regardless of where you may be, to offer a simple prayer of entrustment to your guardian angel. Give a word of thanks, a word of praise, a word of gratitude to the angel that God our Father in heaven has assigned to you, given to you, so that you may find your way back to him, that you may be able to acknowledge, recognize, and realize the face and the voice of the one who is the Christ, Jesus, the Son of God the Father. By remaining close to our guardian angel, then we are always able to treasure the voice of God, the promptings of the Holy Spirit, to make sure that our conscience remains clean. Oftentimes our guardian angels will direct us to remain open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit so that we know it's time to go to confession. I need to have my soul and my heart cleaned, restored, reconciled, healed. The beautiful example and the consoling presence of the holy angels allow us to realize once again that we belong to the Lord. We belong to no one else other than God himself. We are not possessions. We are not commodities. We are rather the one who is the beloved. And the one who loves is God himself in the flesh. Regardless of what difficulties or challenges or issues we may have to overcome, what burdens we may have to carry, our guardian angel is always there to intercede on our behalf and to direct our attention to the Lord, to direct our attention to our mother, to direct our attention to she who is our mother and queen. In this month of May, then, we have a beautiful opportunity to consider the power and the reality of Mary as queen of the angels, because she's queen of heaven. And if she's queen of heaven, that means she's the queen of Christ's kingdom, queen of heaven, queen of the disciples. In those moments where we struggle, in those moments where we doubt, in those moments where perhaps we are near our breaking point, it is such a beautiful gift then to know that we can merely reach out and grasp for the prayers and the presence of our guardian angel who is with us. If we find ourselves weak and vulnerable, maybe coming near to committing sin or succumbing to temptation, cry out to your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel for their prayers and then grasp for the Lord. Cry out the most holy name of Jesus. Remember the presence of the angel. Remember the presence of the mother. Remember the kingdom to which you are called. Remember heaven, that place for which you were made. Remember the love the Lord has for you. And remember that our hope, this virtue of hope we are called to have, is a hope that guides us, leads us back to the Lord. This powerful and beautiful virtue helps to stabilize us when we can so easily start to become lost or confused or even start to fall away. To cling onto that virtue of hope, to cry out the most holy name of Jesus, to remember the intimacy we are called to have with Mary as our mother, our dependency upon the guardian angel who is assigned to us, given to us, and to whom we have been given. To understand that in the church, this family of God, God's love keeps us united together. And during this month of May, we have an opportunity, a beautiful gift, an opportunity to reflect upon the role of our Lord in our life, of the woman he has given to us as our mother and queen, of the angel who walks with us, guides us, and protects us. We have been made by the Lord, created by the Lord in his love. And his love is meant to sustain us. His love is meant to guide us. His love is that in which we hope. We have hope in his love. And it's that love that will last forever and ever in heaven. But the hope we are called to have now is what guides us into that love. I invite you to please join me in praying the prayer to the guardian angel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. This is Father Stosh Daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. May the Lord bless you and give you his peace.